Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called When Metrics Improve, But Brands Still Lose. Let's dive in. Picture this. Your conversion rates are up 15%. Your click-through rates are crushing industry benchmarks, but somehow your brand is becoming irrelevant. Sound familiar? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Performance without cultural relevance is fragile, and most marketers are optimizing themselves into obscurity. Today, we're exploring why metrics can lie and how to build performance that actually lasts. The problem starts with what I call the cultural blind spot. Most performance marketing completely ignores the cultural context that drives consumer behavior. You can A/B test your way to short-term wins while completely missing the cultural shifts happening right under your nose. Cultural intelligence means understanding not just what works, but why it works right now. This brings us to the relevance performance framework. Research consistently shows that brands with high cultural relevance see 3 times better long-term ROI. Think of it like this. Cultural signal leads to emotional resonance, which drives behavioral action, which creates sustained performance. Start tracking cultural engagement metrics alongside your conversion metrics, share a voice in cultural conversations, organic mention sentiment, and how well you're participating in cultural moments. Here's your cultural pulse check. Before launching any campaign, ask yourself, what cultural current is this riding? Implement what I call the 24-hour cultural scan. Monitor trending topics, social conversations, and cultural moments daily. Then test one piece of culturally informed creative against your best-performing standard creative every month. Let me give you a perfect example, Peloton's pandemic pivot. They saw massive performance gains during COVID. Subscriptions soared, stock price exploded, but they optimized for demand surge without reading deeper cultural shifts toward authentic wellness and economic sensitivity. When culture shifted back toward normalcy and economic consciousness, their performance metrics collapsed. They rode a cultural wave, but didn't build cultural intelligence into their strategy. The result? Great short-term performance, devastating long-term brand damage. So here's your next campaign action. Add one cultural relevance checkpoint to your campaign process. Before approval, ask, how does this connect to what our audience actually cares about culturally right now? Start tracking one cultural metric alongside your performance metrics. This simple addition will help you spot when you're winning metrics but losing minds. Here's the bigger picture. The brands that survive and thrive are those that move at the speed of culture, not just the speed of optimization. Performance without cultural relevance is borrowed time. Eventually, the culture moves on without you. Build for both immediate performance and lasting cultural connection. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Get the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.